I've asked Dr. Woody Oakes to take just a moment with us today because I heard that he was going to have a special meeting in Destin, Florida in honor of Dr. Earl Estep. Woody, have I got that right?
That's right, Greg.
This is 15-year reunion also, if I'm not mistaken.
That's true.
And I asked Woody if he would come and tell a little about this, because a lot of people don't know this, Woody, but Dr. Earl Estep is really the father of Whitehall Management. A number of years ago, about 1985 in Country Gold, Dr. Estep, after attending our seminar, devoted a whole 22-page edition of Country Gold to his Whitehall experience. The result was that over 500 dentists attended Whitehall in the next 90 days, and we were launched. So I really feel like we owe it all to Dr. Estep.
Well, you know, I think, some of the younger dentists listening to this interview probably don't know as much about Dr. Estep as we do, but he was just a pioneer in so many ways. I mean, the first national dental newsletter, I think, was Earl Estep in Country Gold. And Greg, you and I remember the way dental seminars used to be, back in the 70s, that, a guy would show up and, a coat and a clip-on tie, and it just put you to sleep in about 10 minutes. Tell about his seminars when you went to him, how he acted.
Hey, Earl is just Earl. I mean, it's an amazing experience. He's really a guy that was at the front lines, really doing dentistry, doing well with it, a big following, and he came and showed us how to do it. So many people come up with ideas, as you know, Woody, that maybe have worked for them, but just don't have universal application, and he was a pioneer in this area.
And, Earl's book, The Obvious Secret, is the best-selling practice management book ever. I think he told me he lost track at about 75,000 copies. And, the reason it works so well is that Earl knows that you have to talk on the level of the patient. You can't be, I'm the doctor and you're the person in the chair. But, there's so many Earl Estep stories out there. It's like urban legend. You don't know which ones to believe or not. But I know my first experience, I was out of dental school and I've been to some typical lectures and, just really boring stuff. And I went to hear Earl, and of course he puts his six pack of Coors Light on the podium at the start of the day and has a cowbell, and he starts drinking those Coors Lights. And then when he says something important, he rings the cowbell and he says, if you fall asleep, I'll hit you with one of these beer bottles. And so that's kind of a switch between, what dental lectures were like back then.
Woody, when I met Dr. Estep, he had 5,500 subscribers to Country Gold. I mean, he's really a force in the industry.
Wow.
Woody, the reason I wanted to get you on, I'm sorry to have interrupted you today, but I wanted to get you on our recording to tell us about the meeting that will honor Dr. Estep. Tell us who's going to speak and where it's going to be, and sum it up for us.
Well, Greg, we're going to be at the Sandestin Golf and Beach Resort down in Sandestin, Florida. This will be the 15-year reunion, and we just thought that, Estep is absolutely one of the giants of dentistry, and we wanted to do something to honor this guy that's meant so much to all of us. And so we're going to be presenting Dr. Estep a Lifetime Achievement Award at this 15-year reunion. So part of the experience is, an opportunity for everybody to see Earl one more time and, thank him for all he's done for all of us. But some of the other speakers we're going to have, Dr. Gordon Christensen, and I know you know Gordon.
Oh, no, that's great. You bet. He needs no introduction.
And Kathy Jamison,
mm-hmm.
who,
she's been on CD with us. She's great.
And then there's this Greg Stanley.
Yeah.
Do you
he's
know anything
all over
about
the place.
And Dr. Ken James, and I don't know if you've interviewed Ken or not, but he's got one of the largest hygiene practices in the country. His other claim to fame is he was on the Australian National Olympic team, and they beat Bobby Knight's basketball team one time. So he never
okay,
lets
so
me
he's
hear
a dual celebrity.
Right, he never lets me hear the end of that, but he's just a great speaker. Also, we have Dr. Ralph and Steve Duffin. And Ralph has an incredible story to tell. He ended up $1 million in debt with the IRS, and instead of declaring bankruptcy, did some amazing things to turn that practice around. And And right now he has probably one of the most profitable dental offices in the country, working out of one operatory. So he's going to be there. Janice Hurley, she's a motivational speaker. I had never heard of her until last year. Her reviews were off the charts. I mean, everybody gave her tens. And I remember one quote said, "I was so high I didn't have to ride the airplane home." So she's just a fabulous speaker. And we have a couple, a doctor and his wife, and I won't be able to pronounce her name right, but their name is Udialto, and they are fitness experts and just a whole new slant on, you know, fitness and ways to stay in shape, you know, and still do dentistry. And then, of course, the amazing Jay Geyer, and I think you've interviewed Jay before.
Scheduling Institute. Oh, our average guy that goes to Jay Geyer comes back and tells us great stories. It's been great with Jay.
Yeah, I mean, his program absolutely works. And
Mike Abernathy says it took him from 200 new patients a month to 325 in 30 days.
And that story, I mean, I haven't talked to anybody that uses his program and hasn't had, you know, a big bump in the number of new patients. And then a lady that you may not have heard about, Beverly McGuire, she's a hygienist. I met her, I think, speaking in Wisconsin. Bill Dorfman and I were out eating dinner and met her, and just a really fascinating lady and has some great tips. You know,
how is she on stage, Woody?
She is awesome. She's a very good speaker. And some of the hygiene speakers, you know, have great information, but they're not really good as far as the way they present things. And, you know, she's an exception in the way she does that. And we have a couple surprise guests that I can't tell you about until February the 3rd, but it's two people that everybody will recognize, not dentists. These are celebrity guests. And we also have a comedian, Loretta LaRoche, who I met out at LVI, and she is absolutely hilarious. And back at the very first Destin seminar, there was a band called the Kingsmen, and you and I can remember a song called Louie Louie that was...
Yeah, you're dating us here, Woody.
There we go. That was banned on all the radio stations because of the words that they thought they were saying, but...
And that would be laughable today.
Right, right. I mean, with put them beside...
By today's standards, right.
Put them beside a rap star, and everybody go, what's the deal? But anyway, we had these guys at the first or second Destin seminar. The band had disbanded, and we have actually talked them into doing a reunion event. And so they're coming in from four corners of the country, and we're having a beach party Friday night featuring the original Kingsmen. But
Woody, now, when is this?
Greg, it's going to be April the 6th through the 8th, again, down in Sandestin, Florida. And, you know, for people who have not been there, it's just a fabulous resort, 2,800 acres, white sand beaches, four golf courses. In fact, the Senior Golf Championship is going to be there in the next 3 years. ESPN is going to be covering it. And the golf courses down there have gotten a lot of great write-ups in Golf Digest and Links and some of those other publications. But they just put in $400 million for a development called Baytown, which is a series of shops and restaurants. And, of course, the new convention center is just awesome, 1,500-seat convention center. But, you know, my goal, Greg, would be to, you know, I just really want to honor Earl Estep and get as many folks down there as I can to do that.
And, Woody, I also wanted to mention, too, that we have offered any of our any listeners, we have a special offer. Can you tell them about it so that you get it right? I probably will mess it up.
Well, I might mess it up also, Greg, but we were chatting a couple days ago, and we thought, what about if we could find a way to make coming to Destin free? And the doctor tuition is $997, and what we've done is put together a package. And Greg, explain what Whitehall's going to be doing as part of that package.
We're going to be contributing our team development system and toolkit, which we sell for $497.
So that's part of the $997 you'll get right there. What Excellence in Dentistry is going to do, we, as you know, record you know, the entire seminar. It will be in a box DVD set, normally sells for $397. We're going to throw that in. And we're also going to throw in a year to our Driving Dentist audio tape series, which sells for almost $300.
So in effect, they've really got the seminar paid for before they walk in the door.
Absolutely. And, of course, when they get down there, we'll give them all the freebies. Of course, the DVDs of the seminar itself will take a couple weeks to get. But this is just a way that, we saw, this is a learning experience. It's a fun experience, a learning experience. But we're going to give you, over $1,000 that will more than cover your tuition. So basically coming to Destin is going to be
free. Woody, our team development system is everything a doctor needs to build a team. And it's really kind of built around the whole bonus and our report card system and so forth. We're real excited about it. And when I heard you were doing something for Dr. Estep, I kind of felt relieved because I always felt like I needed to do something. So by me chipping in with you here, I feel like we're doing this together. I want you to know we appreciate you taking time to come on this CD with us to tell this story. You know, we don't usually do something that has that commercial sound to it. People pay to hear this CD. But when it comes to Dr. Estep and what you're offering, we wanted to take time and make sure everyone knew what was going on. So, Woody, thanks for being with us. Anything else you need to add?
Greg, I think that's it. And I'll tell you, I'm looking forward to seeing you down in Destin. It's been a while since we've been together and really looking forward to it. And Estep said that he would meet us at Rum Runners and discuss things, if that means anything to you.
Well, Woody, we're going to bring our newest material, and I hope to make it as hot as we possibly can. So, Woody, thanks again for being with us.
Thank you, Greg.